Daniel Arap Moi has been Kenya's president for the last 24 years. He is constitutionally required to step down, and today's election will determine Moi's successor. NPR's Jason Bobian is monitoring the election in the Kenyan countryside. Who's running to replace Moi?
The two main candidates are a man named Mwai Kibaki, who is a veteran politician here in Kenya. He's leading the opposition NARC party, and Uhuru Kenyatta, who is the son of Jomo Kenyatta, Kenya's first president. And Kenyatta has been handpicked by Moi to be his successor and to represent the KANU party in this election.
This is a day many Kenyans thought they would never see. What's the mood in the country?
The mood is quite upbeat and quite happy. People are lining up all across the country to vote. Many of them are having to wait for hours to get in and cast their ballots. But everyone that I've talked to has said they're very happy. They never really did expect that Moi would step down voluntarily. Many people didn't expect that. And they're saying that change is the main thing that they wanted, and they're finally getting it. So they're quite pleased about that.
What are the main issues in the campaign?
One of the main issues is corruption. People say that they want a change of government because this government under Moi has become so corrupt. The corruption then sort of spreads out into all of these other areas that affect the lives of ordinary Kenyans, the economy, the infrastructure, education. I'm here in a place called Kasirian Town. It's southwest of Nairobi. It's in the Gong Hills. On the other side, it looks out over the Rift Valley. The voting place is in a primary school. It's about a half-mile walk up a mud track to get there. It's a tin hut, essentially, no electricity. The only real equipment in there is the chalkboard. It's things like that that they believe will change if this government is changed.
And who's likely to win?
Mwai Kibaki has been leading in all of the polls, and certainly talking to people out on the streets, there's great support for Kibaki. It appears that he's going to win this election. That's what the polls were saying ahead of time. Kibaki, however, was in a car accident on December 3rd and hasn't been campaigning for the last 4 weeks of this election. However, his supporters, his delegates have been out. Most people here are quite confident that Kibaki is going to take it.
Well, if he does, do you anticipate a smooth handover of power?
That is one of the big questions here. Many people worry that these elections will be rigged, that the KANU party, which has been in power since 1963, will try to cling to power. There have been accusations in the 92 and 97 elections that KANU rigged the elections in certain places and sparked ethnic violence just to hang on to power. However, it feels like the mood is very different in Kenya this time around. There wasn't widespread violence leading up to these elections like there was in 92 and 97. There are structures in place to try to smooth out this transition. Things are still a little bit shaky. It's unclear exactly when the new president will be inaugurated. It'll probably be the 4th or the 5th. Other people are arguing the 3rd. But it looks like things are in a much better position to go smoothly than they would have been in 92 or 97.
When do you expect to get any results?
Well, actually, the polls opened a little late today, so things are going to be pushed back because of that. The counting is going to happen at the voting places themselves, and then the results are going to get transferred to Nairobi, probably not until late tomorrow at the earliest, and it might happen that we don't get any results until Sunday.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Kenya.